Welcome back to No Offense. I'm Makeda Royal, and today I'm sitting here with Day-Day Doss, former cornerback for Austin Peay, number three FCS cornerback in the country, second team All-UAC and FCS All-American. Welcome in. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. So today I just want to talk to you about your journey, your experience in the transfer portal, and, you know, what you're looking forward to in your final season.
Gotcha.
So you started off at Tuskegee, which is D2, and then you went ahead and you chose to go FCS. Talk to me about that experience. Like, what motivated your decision?
When I went to Tuskegee, I signed up to Tuskegee out of high school. I had a lot of offers out of high school, but ACT-wise, I couldn't get in. So I just signed up to Tuskegee, basically, so my parents won't be able to pay for school. And, you know, experience that first year of college to see how, you know, people run things and all that type of stuff. And once I got down there, it just wasn't a fit for me. So I just kind of took a chance to better myself, to go up and kind of better myself.
Okay, so as far as football, like, was there a difference?
I say it is different levels, but for as players nowadays, I would say it's about the same. Like, it's guys at Tuskegee that can go, you know, to FCS or Austin Peay and play. It's guys at Austin Peay that can go down and play, obviously. So it's just, what are you looking for in a school? So, at the FCS level, FBS level, things are run, you know, way different than D2. There are more coaches, there are practice probably longer. Things are just ran different, workouts, all that type of stuff. So it was definitely a change, man, but I'm glad I had Cordell and Benico and them that was down there. Austin Peay kind of, you know, gave me the ropes and helped me out to become where I am now.
So what stood out to you about Austin Peay?
Well, when I was in high school, my senior year of high school, Cordell and Benico, and I think second year there, I used to go to every home game, and I just go down there every week by myself. So I just kind of fell in love, and that's all I really knew, because you know, back then recruiting wasn't that big, wasn't that hot. So I was just going down there. I loved the environment, they was taking me out, you know, to parties and stuff like that. Love that small little town, everybody like family oriented down there. So I just kind of fell in love with it.
So when you made that jump from D2 to D1, like, did you have any naysayers? Like, even back in high school, was there anybody that was like, you're too small, or you're not going to be good?
Well, definitely you're too small, because ever since I was in Little League, I always been undersized in my position. I always been, you know, shorter than my age group. When I got to high school, I remember my DB coach, Coach Flip, he actually told, you know, he knew I can play, but all the other coaches were scared because I'd say 5'3", maybe 135 or something like that. They was like, he can play, but like, we just scared for him to get hurt and too small. So first game we started getting shaved by my 10th grade year. I had a phenomenal game, had like 7 or 8 tackles, had an interception, had like 3 PBUs, and I kind of just strived from there. So I always been the underdog, but I always strove for greatness. So once I got to OSP, I mean, same thing, undersized, too small, and all those things. But they seen Cordell, he was kind of undersized because we kind of got the same skill sets. And we run the same height, so they seen that we kind of played like each other. But at first, they were kind of skeptical. Mm-hmm. And Cordell and Benico, all the guys down there, kind of told the coach, like, this guy can play, I'm telling you, can play. The size really don't matter. And they gave me an opportunity, and I just kind of ran with it.
So you had a lot of success at Austin Peay, your all-conference, your FCS All-American. So what has been a contributing factor to your success?
I would really say, me, because I walked on at Austin Peay and I ended up earning a scholarship. So I would say just going through that process and being on myself, them long nights, dark nights, going to get extra work in late at night, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night by myself, man, just getting some extra work in so I just know to put myself in the best position. And I think me being undersized and everybody kind of count me out, I just think that played like a big part ever since I've been born. So That's really a major part of the process. So
you talk about being undersized, and you talk about like your great season and your success, and so that's led you to the transfer portal. How's your experience been in the portal?
It's been long, you know, because I graduated in December, so I'm currently just working out, you know, just talking to coaches and going on visits, and it's a long semester. It's 5 months, so I've been, you know, just controlling when I control. So I've just been working out, you know, make sure I'm staying in shape, make sure I'm keeping my body built up so I won't be behind the bar once I get back to school. So, I mean, it's been long. It's been, you know, hard thoughts, long prayers, man. And I just praying and trusting God that he put me in the right position.
So every school has a pitch. So what's going to be the ultimate deciding factor in this final decision?
A lot of coaches, when they call and ask me that, that's just one of the first questions, because I have 6 months left of school. So this next move got to be my best move. So what I look for in the coaching is really like who offered me first and kind of build a relationship, because I'm a family oriented guy. I love my family. I have a great connection with my coaches. So I just, whoever, you know, build that relationship, bring me on the visit, and I kind of check off all the boxes. That's probably more than likely who I'm going to go to. Obviously, I got a new coach, my coach from last year. They just went to UTEP and El Paso, and I got coaches that coach me that's at UNLV and all these other schools. So they're offering me and all that. So I'm starting to take business next week. So, and I already got a relationship with those type of guys. So, I mean, with these other coaches, like I told them, man, I'm a family guy. So whoever build relationships and kind of check off all the boxes on the visit, that's who I'm prioritizing and assigned to.
Relationships are still important, yeah. Definitely valuable these days.
Right.
I think, like, in this kind of space that we're in,
right,
some people will choose other things over a good relationship. And so, what schools are you looking at?
It's a bunch of. I just talked to a coach there and said, I got to come down to at least 15 to 20, because over
15, 20?
Yeah, because over 50, I want to say 50 to 60 schools been hitting me up, want me to come. But it's only a certain amount of period and a certain amount of schools I can go to during this time frame. So I'm going to go home, talk to my parents, and kind of die down the list, man, because it's getting closer and closer for me to, you know, find out where I'm going.
Okay. Give me 5 schools. Not your top 5, just some that you've been looking at.
UNLV, UTEP, Tennessee has reached out, so definitely Tennessee. Miami, the Hurricanes, and let's see, Tulane.
Okay.
Yeah, love Tulane.
Yeah, New Orleans, all these are great cities to be in,
right,
as well. So
right.
Especially Miami.
Yeah, I go to Tulane. I mean, I don't go to Tulane, but I go to New Orleans all the time.
Oh, really?
All the time.
What do you do in New Orleans?
Well, my girlfriend go down there. So, yeah, so she could play basketball at the University of New Orleans.
Okay.
So I always go downtown, always go down there and, you know, spend time with her when I can. And I actually was just down there last week, and I'm going down there tomorrow. So.
Okay.
I love the, you know, the food, you know, the
That's
environment.
Cool.
I've been to Xavier before, you know, she told me we went to Dillard before, you know, Tulane down the street. So there's a lot of schools, a lot of things to do down there, man. So I really like it.
Have you been to Neos?
No.
Y'all gotta go there. Like, it's a black owned restaurant. It's really good. They have some really good soul food and it's pretty reasonably priced still.
Gotcha.
Definitely add that to your list.
Yeah.
In your last season, what do you want to accomplish or prove to those who maybe still have doubts?
Well, I had first declared for the draft, and during that process, I talked to a lot of scouts, and they basically were saying, you got 2 good years of film, but if you got another year, you can go back, you know, kind of boost your stock. So what I really want to do is, because the scouts already told me, like, I'm an undersized DB, but I can definitely go to the league. So what I'm trying to do for my last year is go up to FBS level and showcase that I can prove to these guys that I can play week in, week out with these other guys that they claim are, you know, they have the height or the weight or the prototype for, you know, NFL, this, that, and third. So
right.
If I go up and show those guys every week that I can compete with them guys, then after that, with my accolades and stats, there's nothing they can really say. So that's kind of my goal, just to go up and showcase that I can play with these guys day in, day out.
No doubt. I have no doubt that you'll do that. So,
thank you.
But thank you for talking to me today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.